Lesson 91, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, Verses 1 through 40. Introduction. President Joseph Fielding Smith stated that Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, was one of the greatest revelations ever given to man. The Prophet Joseph Smith received this revelation over 3 days, December 27th through 28th, 1832, and January 3rd, 1833, after high priests at a conference had prayed to know the Lord's will concerning the establishment of Zion. This is the first of 4 lessons on Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88. The portion of the revelation discussed in this lesson includes, number 1, the Lord's declaration that He is the light that governs and is in all things, and number 2, His explanation of the laws that govern His kingdoms and their inhabitants. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, Verses 1 through 13. The Lord declares that He is the light that is in all things. Ask students if they have ever been in complete darkness. Invite a few of them to share their experiences. Display a flashlight or a candle, or draw one on the board. How would being in complete darkness help you appreciate the blessing of light? What does light represent in the gospel of Jesus Christ? Explain that Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, includes the Lord's teachings about the significance of light. The Prophet Joseph Smith received this revelation over 3 days after high priests at a conference had prayed to know the Lord's will concerning the establishment of Zion. Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 1 and 2 silently, and look for what the Lord said about how He and the angels feel when His servants pray to know His will. Why do you think the Lord is pleased and the angels rejoice when we pray to know the Lord's will? How is knowing God's will like a light to those who seek it? Summarize Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 3 through 5, by explaining that the Lord taught these brethren that they could receive an assurance of eternal life through the Holy Ghost, which is also called the Comforter and the Holy Spirit of promise. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 6 through 13 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for what the Lord taught about the source of all light. Invite students to report what they find. In verse 7, what term is used to refer to the light of truth? According to verses 12 and 13, where does all light come from? How does God influence His creations through the light of Christ? Help students identify the following doctrine. Through the light of Christ, God gives light and life to all His creations. You may want to write this doctrine on the board. Students may also mention that the light of Christ is the law that governs the universe and its inhabitants, and that it quickeneth our understanding. Quicken means to make alive. Because this word is used later in the Revelation, consider inviting students to write this definition in the margin of their scriptures next to verse 11. As needed, add to students' explanation of the light of Christ by explaining that it is divine energy, power, or influence that proceeds from God through Christ and gives life and light to all things. From Guide to the Scriptures, under Light of Christ, scripturesLDS.org. To help students consider how they are blessed through the light of Christ, write the following categories on the board: physical light, understanding, life, and law. Invite students to list examples on the board of how these manifestations of the light of Christ influence them daily. Some examples could include the ability to see, the ability to learn and recognize truth, the growth of plants and animals that provide us with food and clothing, and the ability to know the difference between good and evil. How can the truths we've discussed about the light of Christ help you appreciate the Lord's influence in your life? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 14 through 40. The Lord explains that there are laws associated with the kingdoms of glory. Display a glove and explain that it represents a physical body. Invite a student to put on the glove and wiggle his or her fingers. Point out that the hand animates or gives life to the glove. If the glove represents a physical body, what could the hand represent? A spirit body. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verse 15 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for what the Lord called the combination of the spirit and the body. What did the Lord call the combination of the spirit and the body? The spirit and the body are the soul of man. You might want to suggest that students mark this doctrine. How can the things that affect our physical bodies also affect our spirits? As students respond, encourage them to give some examples. Note: help students understand doctrines and principles. When students understand a doctrine or principle, they not only know what the words mean, but also how the doctrine or principle can affect their lives. You can help students better understand a doctrine or principle by discussing how that truth might apply in their lives, by inviting students to explain the doctrine or principle in their own words, and by turning to the teachings of Latter-day prophets and apostles. To help students further understand the connection between our bodies and our spirits, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Ezra Taft Benson. Ask the class to listen for ways the spirit and the body can affect each other. Quote, "There is no question that the health of the body affects the spirit, or the Lord would never have revealed the word of wisdom. God has never given any temporal commandments. That which affects our bodies also affects our spirits. Sin debilitates. It affects not only the spirit, but the body. The scriptures are replete with examples of the physical power that can attend the righteous. On the other hand, unrepentant sin can diffuse energy and lead to both mental and physical sickness." End quote. How can understanding the connection between your body and your spirit help you make righteous decisions? To prepare students to discuss truths about the resurrection, invite the student at the front of the class to remove the glove from his or her hand and place it on a table or chair. What could this action represent? Physical death. What happens to the soul at death? The spirit and the body are separated. Invite the student to pick up the glove and put it back on. What could this action represent? Resurrection. What happens to the soul at resurrection? The spirit and the body are reunited. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants section 88, verses 14 and 16 and 17 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how the Lord described the resurrection. Invite students to report what they find. Who made it possible for our souls to be redeemed? As students respond, write the following doctrine on the board. Jesus Christ made it possible for our souls to be redeemed. After our souls have been redeemed, what will the poor and the meek souls inherit? The earth. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants section 88, verses 18 through 20 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for what will happen to the earth before redeemed souls can inherit it. What will happen to the earth before redeemed souls can inherit it? According to verse 19, whose presence will be found on the sanctified earth? Write the following question on the board. Who will qualify to live in the celestial kingdom and enjoy the presence of Heavenly Father? Invite students to ponder how they would answer this question. Explain that just as the earth will receive glory after it is sanctified, our bodies will also be changed and receive glory in the resurrection. However, not all people will receive the same degree of glory. Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants section 88, verses 21 through 24 silently, and identify what determines the degree of glory a person receives in the resurrection. What determines the degree of glory a person receives in the resurrection? Write the following doctrine on the board. You might also want to suggest that students write it in the margin of their scriptures. In the resurrection, we will receive glory according to the law we obey. To help students further understand this truth, invite them to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 25 through 33 with a partner. Ask them to look for how obedience to Christ's laws will affect the earth and each of us. You might want to suggest that they mark what they find. What did you find that supports the truth that in the resurrection we will receive glory according to the law we obey? Notice that in verse 28 that the Lord referred to those who are of a celestial spirit. What do you think it means to be of a celestial spirit? Help students understand that those who are of a celestial spirit are individuals who live according to the law of the celestial kingdom. Remind the class that we know from Doctrine and Covenants 76 that the law of the celestial kingdom includes having a testimony of Jesus Christ, keeping the commandments, making and keeping covenants, overcoming by faith, and receiving the Holy Spirit of promise. In Doctrine and Covenants section 88, verses 28 and 29, how does the Lord describe the resurrected bodies of those who receive celestial glory? According to Doctrine and Covenants 88, verses 30 and 31, if a person obeys only terrestrial or telestial law on earth, what type of body will he or she receive in the resurrection? Help students understand that our resurrected body will match in glory the type of spirit we have become. To help students further understand the doctrine that we receive glory according to the law we obey, invite them to work in groups of three or four to complete the following assignment. You could hand out copies of the instructions or write them on the board. Number 1. Discuss the following questions together. What are some benefits of obeying traffic laws? What are some consequences for disobeying traffic laws? Number 2. Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 34 and 35, and look for the consequences of living and refusing to live the laws of God. Discuss what you find. Number 3. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 40, describes qualities of people who will be drawn to the celestial kingdom. Study this verse together and identify the qualities. Then discuss what we can do to develop or strengthen these qualities in our lives. After students have discussed these qualities in their groups, share your testimony of the light that fills our lives as we strive to live the Lord's laws. Invite students to share how they have seen this truth manifest in their own lives. Help students apply what they have learned by asking them to write a goal that will help them live the law of the celestial kingdom and be blessed with these qualities. Invite a few students to share their goals with the class, if they are comfortable doing so. Supplemental teaching idea. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 1 through 13. Video presentation. Light and Truth, part 1. Instead of using the activity in the lesson in which students list examples on the board of how the light of Christ influences them daily, consider showing part of the video, Light and Truth, part 1. Stop the video at the time code 2 minutes and 55 seconds. This video is available on Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Visual Resource DVDs and on LDS.org. Before students watch the video, ask them to look for examples of how the light of Christ helps God's creations live, be governed, and receive understanding. After the video, ask them to report what they have learned.